One of the honorees at this year's 43rd Summer Celebration of Indiana Black Expo is literally a living legend in more ways than one, the one and only Billy D. Williams. Welcome back to Indianapolis.
Well, thank you for having me.
It has been a long time. We were privileged to do a TV interview on our TV station when you were here a while ago for, you're in a musical, you know, you're in a play.
Yeah, I was running around doing a play at the time. I don't remember which one it was.
I don't even remember which one it was.
But it was, I call it the Chitlin' Circuit.
I woke up this morning and I was doing a Google search to kind of refresh myself on things of Billy D. Williams, and I saw this video of you doing karaoke of a song in the Star Wars thing. What's that about?
That was the that was for George Lucas. It was to raise funds for education, for children's education.
I know you are an avid painter, and I checked out that you've moved from oils to acrylic. A lot of listeners don't realize that another side of Billy D. Williams is Billy D. the painter.
Yeah, well, that's been very much a part of my life, all of my life, actually. You know, I grew up in New York City, and I went to a school called Music and Art. And from Music and Art, I went to I got a scholarship to a school called the National Academy of Design for the Fine Arts, where I spent 2 years under scholarship painting. And it's been very much a part of my life. I've been exhibiting for a long time now. And Smithsonian, as a matter of fact, owns one of my paintings.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and when I was 18, I was nominated for a Guggenheim, won a Hall Garden, which is comparable to Guggenheim. And I also have a painting in the Kansas City Jazz Museum and the Schoenberg in New York City in Harlem.
I might have to beat up our Indianapolis Museum of Art to get them to try to showcase some of your work out here.
Well, sure, anytime. I haven't done any, well, I have some paintings being shown up in Toronto, but I haven't shown here in the States for a while.
What new projects? I know there's all these rumors as to who's going to be in, what is it, Star Wars 7 or the next one, and I don't know whether you can comment one way or another. Would you like to be a part of it?
Well, if they asked me to, I would certainly be amenable to it, yeah. But I don't know what's going on with it right now.
Does it bothers the wrong word. The fact that a lot of people see you as the character Lando in Star Wars, but you've had a great, rich body of work over the years.
Oh, no, I love Lando. I own Lando.
That's true. When an actor creates a character from scratch and becomes indelibly identified with that, how does that make an actor feel?
That he's done his job. Well, he or she has done their job. I always try to approach my work with my own unique, what I look at as my own unique point of view, which somehow is devoid of any stigma.
He is the one and only Billy D. Williams. He is being honored at this year's Indiana Black Expo for his complete body of work, not only on the screen, but I like to think that a little bit of that is also for the paintings that he does, that he's also world-renowned. It's an honor and a privilege to meet you again. After all these years, you've gotten younger and I've gotten older.
I don't know about getting younger. I don't feel like I've gotten any younger. But thank you. That's a very nice compliment.
Brother Billy D. Williams, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.